Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. This statement has actually many meanings. Most of the things that the Lord said cannot just be taken on face value. They must be understood deeply in the soul. This woman loved much because she was forgiven. She was a sinner. She was a repentant prostitute of the kind that the Lord said, the harlots and the tax collectors are entering heaven before you, when he spoke to the Pharisees. Certainly she had done terrible things in her life. But when she learned about Christ, learned what he offered, and learned that she could be made clean, she believed and she changed. Now Simon was only partially correct, the Pharisee, when he said this woman is a sinner. Actually, this woman was formerly a sinner. This woman had set her mind to stop sinning. And she was thankful that the Lord rescued her from such a debased lifestyle. Of course, the reason why we read this selection today is because we commemorate St. Mary of Egypt, who was formerly a prostitute and debauched in every way. And she was rescued from her debauchery by a miracle. And how did she react to this rescue? In essence, the same way as this woman. Now, St. Mary of Egypt, of course, went into the desert for many years. What was it, 47 years, I think? And struggled for many, many years in the desert against all of her passions. And finally was cleansed of them and became perfected. This woman, all we hear about her is that she washes Jesus' feet. But in principle, what they both did is the same. They felt God's love, and they reacted with gratitude. How much gratitude do you have? How much do you thank God for your life and for eternal life which He offers to you? How much do you meditate upon the fact that you, not deserving to be so, not having the right essence, the right character to be so, not having any rights to be so, are a child of God by grace. Now, when I say meditate upon, I don't mean to sit in your room and to stare at your navel. I mean, do you live according to this understanding? Gratitude motivates us, or it should. I believe that the reason why Christians lead such mediocre lives, why really, come on, we're not that much different than the world, are we? Huh? We don't hold the morality of the world. But when someone says something evil to us, we react in the same way. In our heart, we're angry. When we're wronged, we want to have redress. We want to have revenge. We have all manner of sins, just like the world. Why is this? I think because as Christians, we don't recognize what God has really done for us. Well, we say so. We give some lip service to it. But do we really, in our hearts, live with gratitude for what God has done? And what has He done? Well, why are we born? We're born for perfection. This is something we could not attain on our own. We're born for perfection and to know God. We're born the way we are is sinful, incomplete, diseased. But God will offer us to be complete, to be healthy, to be holy. Isn't that something to be thankful for? Look at the way the world is. History rolls on and on. And every year or so, or month, or even day, there's some new violence that occurs. Some new society is trying to subjugate another one. Ongoing things are happening all over the world where people are being degraded, taken advantage of, killed, raped, put into slavery. And those are just on the macro scale. On our daily life scale, we're full of envy, anger, judging, lust. The world is truly not a very pretty place. What a terrible thing if we were born just to live in the cesspool that is the way man lives, and then die. And that would be a terrible thing. But our life has purpose, because we are made to know God. We are made to be changed. The Lord, through the Apostle Paul, speaks of this in the Galatians. He says that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Righteousness, what we are to do, what we are not to do, is to teach us so that we can come to Christ. Not so that we must do these things in order to avoid punishment, but so that we can learn what it means to be merciful so that we can know Him who is merciful. We can learn what it means to be good so we know Him who is good. And to be holy. And to be humble. To know Him who humbled Himself. This is why we must follow the law. And why do we do this? So that we can become children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. It matters not how you begin, matters how you end. This woman began by being a great sinner. Both St. Mary and this woman in the story, the nameless woman, led debased lifestyles, but when they saw God's mercy, they accepted it. But accepting God's mercy doesn't mean just accepting a legal contract, as so many who call themselves Christians will do, and even those in the Orthodox Church. I go to church, I give a little bit of money, I come to communion many times a year maybe. All these things sometimes we place our hope in, that this is our contract with God. We do these things, then you must do that. That's not what being a child of God is. Being a child of God is through no ability of our own, no worth of our own, being adopted. We should recognize this in our daily life. That's what this story is telling us. This woman recognized what God had done for her. So she found some way to show her gratitude. A way which opened her up to ridicule, perhaps even physical danger, because there was a likelihood, a possibility, that they would have thrown her out of the house and had a couple of their guards rough her up. Because after all, she's a sinner. No one wants to. She has no status in their society. Sinners calling someone else a sinner. What an amazing thing. So she did something to show her gratitude. What do we do to show our gratitude? Well, what we should offer is ourselves, just like this woman did. She had very little, so she offered what she could. We must offer ourselves. We must offer our struggles to become good. Our struggles to live as a child of God. You know, I've said this before to many people. Even when we begin to say the creed, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Right then and there, that's all you need to know for how you should live your life. Because if God is our Father, then we had best act as sons and daughters. We had better act as those who have changed, those who have become like His Son. And the best way to motivate yourself to act in this way is to remember where you came from. In one place, St. Paul speaks of that we were formerly exiles, far from Christ. But now we are brought near. How often do you think on these things? And I don't mean directly. I'm not trying to ask you to directly think every day. All right, today I'm going to think about what my redemption means. This is not what we mean by thinking on these things. Do you have in your heart that God has redeemed you and you didn't deserve it? If you do, then when someone wrongs you, you'll remember that he's one of God's creatures and you'll show mercy. If you do, when you start to have a thought that you know is contrary to God's law and God's will, you will struggle to stifle it. No one else will see. No one else will know. But you'll know and God will know. And it is contrary to who you are to think in such ways. If you have gratitude for what God has done for you, you will be changed. So many in the world who call themselves Christians have no real gratitude. Are we among them? Are we like the world, or are we like this woman? Are we like Saint Mary? Now, perhaps we cannot go into the desert and struggle against our passions for such a long time. We're too weak. We're too lazy. We would lose heart. We would faint from hunger and from the frost. And we'd leave the desert. But the Lord is not asking you to go into the desert. He's asking you to give yourself, to give your heart. So are you glad to be a Christian? Do you remember this every day? Or is your daily life, your daily routine, the most important part of your life? Whatever is going to happen next, whatever you're planning for again, are these things the most important to you? Do these things take up your mind? Or does gratitude for what God has done for you take up your thoughts? Let us be like this woman. Let us be like St. Mary. Gratitude for what God had done for them.